Good morning. It's 5:36 on 8/11, and I just realized my battery's almost dead. I must have forgotten to plug the phone in last night. So I'll have to do that when I get home. It's all right. So I have to confess, I did not want to do this today. This is one of those days where I didn't want to go out. Didn't want to do it. Feel like crap. Mostly, I didn't want to admit that I didn't get anything done yesterday. I know I set a deadline to release the book. Basically, I got pretty much squat done yesterday. There's a lot of excuses, but no real good reason. I just didn't get anything done. So I didn't want to have to come out here and say, didn't get anything done. Not bad. First mile, 17 minutes, 51 seconds. Okay. So about the time I said, no, I'm not going to go, I said, no, you're not. You're going to get out there. If nothing else, you're going to get this done today. So it's an overcast morning. It's muggy. It's kind of crappy out. Matches my mood, in a crappy mood. Usually I go out for my walk and I feel so much better afterwards. I'm hoping this morning I'm going to feel better afterwards. What I'm trying to do is get through this. See if I can get 17 minute average for today. I've been trucking right along, listening to Huey Lewis cover story again. I need to resync this phone because I got all kinds of stuff I haven't listened to. Actually, I have all kinds of stuff on it that I haven't listened to, and I'm not likely to. I've got weeks and weeks of Starship Sofa. Oh, speaking of weeks and weeks, last Wednesday, Escape Pod put out the narration that I did. You might remember last week I said, oh, a friend said, help. That friend was Merle Lafferty, and the project was the file that you can hear on this week's, from last Wednesday, Escape Pod, the connoisseur of eccentrics. It was a difficult story because of the voice changes in it, because of the language changes, because some of it was excerpts from a book, others was this woman who was born and raised in Africa. Afrikumari. So it was a challenge. But it was an interesting world, and, you know, you try to help out where you can. So that was good. I got something out. I got something I can add to my voice narration. Should be another one coming out in a few weeks from Pseudopod. Which reminds me, I need to get that post. I should probably put up a post on NathanLowell.com to let people know that it's there. Maybe I can do that while the file's downloading this morning. So yeah, I've been chugging. I'm trying to take my anger out on the street. I'm not quite sure why I'm angry. I'm angry at myself for not getting much done yesterday. Oh, today's Saturday. Shit. I've got to take the kids to school again this morning. Almost forgot. I have to wake her up at 6. We have to leave at 7:30. Band day. Oh, well. Deep breaths. I've been in deeper holes. I still don't have all the copy edits back from people who are sending them in. And after two passes from Anita, four other people, I've got another person going through and turning up more typos. Otherwise, I would say, yeah, okay. I think we've got most of them. Turn it loose. But it's interesting that even on the second pass, Anita did two passes for me, one on the original call out, and then I got all of them back, put them all in, and she volunteered to do a second pass. And thank you, Anita, very much. And she still found more. And I think it really does underscore the reality that you never do find them all. You just minimize the number the best you can. The issue is I don't want to wait too long to get the paper out because I've got the taste out there now and people are leaving a lot of comments. It's getting a lot of visibility. I don't want to wait too long to make the book available. Yeah. Tell if I'm slowing down or not. I think I must be. My legs are getting tired. I'm working up a hell of a sweat though, I'll tell you. Yikes. I think that's a good sign. I think that means I'm getting a workout this morning. Sorry about that. The little foam windbreaker on the microphone had slid down the cable. That's not good. So now I probably got this horrible sound on there. Almost at the turn to go east into the morning sun, which is not up yet. Oh, the Perseids are this today, today and tomorrow. I guess it wouldn't have done much good last night because it was cloudy. Maybe it'll be clear tonight. I could go out tomorrow morning. So yeah, I don't usually get angry. This is one of those rare moments. And mostly I have to confess that I'm mad with myself. I'm trying to make myself get out here and do this walk. if nothing else. I don't really have anything that I can talk about this morning. Like I said yesterday, there's stuff going on that I can't talk about just yet. And I'm sure that's not helping my general mood, my general tone. One of the things that I am thinking about is the fact that I'm going to be 60 in the fall. Listening to the Huey Lewis cover story, he was 62 last month, the month before, something like that. Listening to an escape pod story called Caretaker. Yesterday, the day before, and it was about a guy who was 60 and had had a stroke and needed a caretaker. It's like, I'm getting to that age. It's a little frightening. And actually, it's quite a lot frightening. Reading Ronnie Bennett's blog, The Elder Place, where she writes about issues of aging. I've been reading her blog for a long time, ever since she was sort of forced to take an early retirement and needed to leave New York City, which she loved because she couldn't afford to live there on her retirement income. And she moved to Portland, Maine, and got a condo up on the hill in Portland. And it was like, oh man, that would be so cool. And the problem is we can't live in the city at the moment because of the cats. And the way our cats live, we got about another 15 years before we can move into the city. Portland is one of those places that I remember fondly, and I'm sure it's not anything like I remember anymore. Munjoy Hill was kind of the slum, got gentrified. All of the old three-story tenement buildings. The old style wooden townhouses redone. Upscale restaurants down by the waterfront. There's a big park overlooking the ocean right there. It's where they have the 4th of July fireworks every year. I miss Portland. Portland was a nice city. Anyway, now she's gone to Portland, Oregon. Because the landlord raised the price to the point where she couldn't afford it anymore. So yeah, kind of a pain. Today is the 11th. in about 10 days, almost 2 weeks, 12 days, I go to the dentist and get the first of a lot of dental work done. Those days will be non-productive. I don't do dentists well. And as much as I know I need to get this taken care of, I really don't want to deal with it. There's a lot of stuff I really don't want to deal with. I guess that's just part of the turf. Comes with the territory. Could be why I'm so sympathetic with the kids. My daughter's going to Denver with a friend, a couple of friends today. I don't feel pretty good about it. I don't really. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know where they're going. The three of them are getting ferried down by one of the fathers. And I don't know what he's going to be doing while they're down there. Obviously not watching them. But we'll have to see how this goes. I wonder if that means I have to ferry her over there at noon. That would be about par for the course. Do the needful, do what we need to do to get through the day. And crossing the street, should be hearing from Endomondo here in a minute, because I'm approaching the back gate at the point where I say, "17 minutes, yes. 18:20. Tomorrow's another day. My battery's dying. I'm gonna go. Talk to you tomorrow."